I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Daredevil of Mount Jewett. Over the years, many colorful characters have found a home on the big level. In the local annals of eccentricity, perhaps no one was more of a free spirit than Bobby Leach. In his younger days, Bobby ran a souvenir shop in Niagara Falls, and visitors were much amused by his Cockney swagger. Strutting like a peacock, he bragged that one day he would take the ultimate challenge. According to Wikipedia, Leach was the second person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel, after Annie Taylor, accomplishing the feat on July 25, 1911. He spent 6 months in the hospital recovering from injuries he sustained during the fall of 178 feet, which included two broken kneecaps and a fractured jaw. Leach had been a performer with the Barnum and Bailey Circus and was no stranger to stunting. Prior to his trip over Horseshoe Falls, he owned a restaurant nearby the falls and would boast to his customers that anything Annie could do, he could do better. Unlike Annie Taylor before him, Bobby Leach achieved some success from his endeavor. For several years, he toured Canada, the United States, and England, recounting his harrowing journey at vaudeville shows and lecture halls, exhibiting his barrel and posing for pictures. Leach returned to Niagara Falls, New York in 1920 and operated a pool hall. While in his 60s, he attempted to swim the Whirlpool Rapids, but failed after several attempts. During these aborted attempts, Bobby Leach was rescued by William Redhill Sr., a riverman who knew the falls well and became well known in the area for later rescues. Taking a break from his dangerous exploits, Bobby soon after became proprietor of the Commercial Hotel in Mount Jewett. He was known around town for his shock of snow-white hair, which he blamed on his successful trip over the falls. Living so close to the famed and wondrous Kinzu Bridge, one can only imagine the many thoughts of new publicity stunts that ran through Bobby Leach's head while a resident in our area. Ultimately, rational thinking must have prevailed, or Bobby ran short of ideas on how to use the great bridge as a prop as he left the local hotel business in 1924. Soon after, Leach announced his intention to navigate the Niagara Gorge while swinging from a hammock inside a 7-foot rubber ball. Later that year, an inventor sent Bobby a pair of water wings that came complete with elastic sleeves with which to attach the inflatable contraption to his arms. Born in Carnwell, England, Leach lived in Canada and in various places in the Northeast U.S., including his stay in Mount Jewett. A world traveler, while on a publicity tour in New Zealand in 1926, Leach injured his leg when he slipped on an orange peel. The leg became infected and eventually gangrene necessitated the amputation of the leg. Despite this extreme procedure, Bobby Leach died of complications 2 months later. An odd and untimely ending for this balloonist, parachutist, and high diver who had tempted fate so many times before. N. Blaine Leffler penned this ballad after his death. Now this is the story of brave Bobby Leach, who tried every stunt that a mortal could reach. He conquered Niagara, rapids and falls. Balloon-borne, he weathered the wind's wildest squalls. Until, like Achilles, old fate found his heel, he died from a slip on a stray orange peel. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.